Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. See, here are five barley loaves and two fish, but what are these among so many? Dear saints in Jesus, the food that God gives always sustains and never expires. Here's Jesus with his disciples on a hillside near the Sea of Galilee, and because of his fame, this great crowd has followed Jesus because they had heard and seen the miracles that he was doing on the sick. And when he sees them coming, he asks Philip, "Where are we going to get enough bread to feed all these people?" What a preposterous idea. Philip says, "More than 6 months' wages wouldn't even be enough to buy bread for each person to have just a bite, much less a full meal." Andrew pipes in and he says, "Well, here's a boy with five barley loaves and two fish, but what are these among so many?" Well, Jesus shows them what these are among so many. They are enough. And then some. And it's almost like he's taking Psalm 23 as his guide. Jesus has the people sit down in that place where there is much grass, John tells us. He makes them to lie down in green pastures. And he takes this bread and fish, and he gives thanks, and he sets this table for 5,000 men plus women and children. He restores them by providing for their physical need, and when they're done, gather up the leftovers, says Jesus, so that nothing may be lost. More than 5,000 stomachs full and 12 baskets of abundance. All from five loaves and two fish. What are these among so many? Well, because of Christ, they are enough. Or at least they were enough for the moment. Because, of course, this crowd of 5,000, they aren't fools. I mean, you and I could even imagine this. Imagine a king who could multiply food endlessly. A kingdom free of starvation where everyone had their fill. And so what do they want to do? They want to make him king by force. They didn't just want one miraculous meal. They wanted a whole future full of them. Jesus, the bread king. But this is not the kingdom that Jesus comes to bring. He may have been born in Bethlehem, the house of bread, but the bread that he brings and the bread that he himself is cannot be purchased at the local bakery. And so, perceiving that they were about to make him king by force, he withdraws by himself into the mountain. And that ends our reading from this morning. But as you continue into chapter 6, you begin to realize that the feeding of the 5,000 is really just an introduction to this whole discussion about the gifts of God, the bread which he sends from heaven in order to give life. See, this crowd comes searching for Christ the next day, and they find him, and he doesn't give them more food. Instead, he has to call out their misunderstanding. "You're not seeking me because of the signs that I've done," he says, "but because you ate your fill of the loaves." They weren't seeking him because he was the Christ, promised by the prophets and validated by his miraculous signs. No, they were hungry. And they want more. You know, that is perhaps one of the most characteristic marks of the American life, isn't it? Discontent. One might even say that it's the very thing that keeps on driving us forward. We don't have something and we want it, so we work hard to get it. We pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." And what is included in daily bread? Well, the simple things that we need. Not the things that we want or desire, but simply the things we need to support this body and life. And we pray that God would give them simply today. And tomorrow, we'll pray the same thing. And yet, it's just like us, isn't it? To always want more. We look at the daily provision that God gives, and our sinful flesh says, but what is this? Among all of my wants and desires, it's not enough. And so discontent with the gifts that God gives us, we will chase after more stuff, more respect, more honor, more entertainment, more. And then when we might actually get more of our dreams or our desires, then we think we can cover up our covetousness with those pious words, well, it's all from Jesus. I wouldn't have any of it without him. But Jesus does not come to be used like that, to be made king by the force of our old Adam so that he would rule over our own little petulant kingdoms. Now, Jesus has to remind us, just like he had to proclaim to the crowd, that he comes not to give fame or wealth or success or food that is here one day and perishes the next, but he is here to give himself, the eternal bread from heaven that nourishes and sustains into eternity. Because the nourishment that he brings is not for alleviating our hunger or fulfilling our desires, but rather for forgiving our sins. His kingdom exists on his terms and no one else's. And dear friends, that is good news. It is enough. It's a good thing because he doesn't reign in the way that we would expect, on a throne gilded in gold with a jewel-encrusted crown adorning his brow and doling out gold and silver to his faithful subjects. No, he reigns for you on a splintery tree, naked, spit upon, nails run through his body and his brow adorned with his blood. There on the cross, he is the true bread and the true drink from heaven. And we look at that in our human eyes, we say, what is that? Among so many sins, so many thankless words, so many heartless deeds, so many hateful thoughts, how can that deadly act of Jesus forgive not only the world's sin, but even mine? Well, dear Christian friends, God says to you this morning that Christ's death and resurrection are enough. And yet there is still more. Always more. Because the gifts that God gives always sustain and they never expire. Yes, Christ continues to give and give and give even here this morning. True bread, this is my body. True drink, this is my blood. And oh sure, it seems like just a mere morsel of bread and a sip of wine, and we might think, what is this among so many sins, so much despair, so much guilt? Well, Jesus tells us what it is, and you receive it in faith. His body and his blood, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Because it is Christ, it is enough. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.